So y'all are actually learning some really pretty amazing, incredible stuff about programming. And you're going to be able to do some neat things with it. And I'm going to teach this entire little video as if I'm from Alabama. I don't know, I'm going to offend somebody in Alabama. I got a bunch of family in the South, so it's okay, right? I'm part of that group some. I get to pretend I am. So now we've learned about sequential. We've learned about control flow. Sequence, loop, and now we can do condition. So inside our loop, are you ready for this? Inside our loop, we're going to say if a modulus 2 is equal to 0, now we have a condition. So here's our expression, one expression, and we're going to get the value of that. What is 50 modulus 2? What's 50 divided by 2? 25. Is there, what's the remainder? 0, right? What's 51 divided by 2? What's the remainder? 1. What's 52 divided by 2? 26. What's the remainder? 0. What's 80 divided by 2? What's the remainder? What's 81 divided by 2? 40. What's the remainder? 1. So when we take 50 and divide it by 2, that's 25. The remainder will be 0 because modulus says give me the remainder. Is 0 equal to 0? Yes. Then print that number out. What's 51 divided by 2? It's 25. The remainder is 1. Is 1 equal to 0? False. So it won't run that. So this is only going to print even numbers. Are you ready to see the even numbers from 0 to 101? Like, if I knew this stuff when I was in school, it would have made things a lot easier. I'm going to run it now, and I only have my even numbers. How would I change that to odd numbers? I'd say if it's not equal to 0, now I got my odd numbers. I could do odd numbers. I could do even numbers. This thing is like amazing. Dear Lord. Leroy, you seen this? Come here. Look. Do something with the condition.